Labor Day is where I want to get started. And I very thoughtlessly said I wasn't even going to read the review, which was a dumb thing to say,
no,
Mike.
No, it
and
wasn't.
I knew you took it in the spirit it was intended. But when I know a movie's going to be bad, that's when I can't go to at Mike Schultz now or rcreader.com enough to find your reviews. And Labor Day, you just thought was terrible.
Well, but before we get to that, your comment quickly on your favorite actor of this generation, our generation.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, Mr. Philip Seymour
Hoffman. And you reacted how when you found out the news?
I was, I got a call from a buddy in California who heard it, and he just asked, is this true that Philip Seymour Hoffman died? And I just went, oh, no. I mean, because instantly I was like, yep, that's got to be true.
It's got to be true.
Because last summer he admitted he went into rehab for about 10 days for heroin addiction.
Yeah.
And that alone was just shocking.
Yeah.
It's like, what, heroin?
Yeah, heroin.
Heroin, you know?
Yeah.
Coke, okay, I can see that. I can see alcohol.
Well, you knew
heroin?
Something was up when he went in for heroin and basically was out after 10 days saying, yeah, they said I'm doing great. Like, that was what his statement. Like,
so
I'm all clean from the heroin.
You were right away like, oh, God, it's got to be true.
Yeah, I kind of knew right away.
But I guess that there was a hoax a couple days before that he had died.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, there was a hoax a couple days before that he died. And that hoax had his partner and the mother of his children upset. So she was like, all right, you need to,
if any of this is true.
They think that you're dead because of the heroin.
Do you see where we're at?
So she was dealing with the hoax, and then it happened, and then he was really dead, and then she had to be in that weird space is this another hoax or what's going on?
I was reading a little bit, too, about like his last day on Earth, about how he went to an ATM and kept pulling out quantities of $200 every 5 minutes for like an hour. It was, he was just a mess.
Wow.
Because heartbreaking.
Because
though.
We had asked you, and you had said that he was you thought the best actor of
generation. Certainly this generation.
And you were just saying off air, you don't know who fills that role now.
I truly don't know. I mean, who are our options beyond that? Clooney, Pitt? I mean, it's like, no, not really. I mean, they're great, but they're not kind of consummate actors the way Philip Seymour Hoffman became a movie star. Even though he looked like Philip Seymour Hoffman, it's like he was just that.
Well, and he was in some roles early on.
Yeah,
there was no indication he was going to be what he became.
Oh, I don't know. I think by the late
90s, in Twister,
maybe not by Twister, but certainly
I mean, early on.
But certainly before that, even with like Scent of a Woman, he was kind of fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you sat up and went, "Who's that guy?" And then. What, a year after Twister would have been Boogie Nights already.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm an idiot.
I'm such an idiot.
I'm such an idiot.
Oh, God. Yeah. So many amazing
performances. All right, so maybe Twister didn't give you any indication.
No, and certainly by the time of like Magnolia and Almost Famous, and it was pretty clear how good he was. But oh, my God.
Well, he's got a couple more movies coming out, but there's a picture of him at some film festival like 2 weeks ago. They took some portrait of him, and he just looks like he's ready.
A mess,
he's ready to check out, man. He was, you know.
Apparently, one of the movies too screened, and they were like, he looks dangerously unhealthy.
In this.
He looks like he's like really trying to work through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I'm just.
All right, let's talk about Labor Day now. Yeah. I want to get to Labor Day.
Okay.
I
want Labor Day. It's so very bad. It's so funny bad. It's just hilarious. It's the one where. Where Josh Brolin escapes from prison and gets Kate Winslet and her son to take him in, and he is the most delightful kidnapper in the universe. He changes the oil and he washes the floors and he makes chili.
Oh, he is delightful then.
He's a sweetheart. He's a big old sweetheart. He teaches a handicapped kid in a wheelchair how to play baseball.
So he's not abusive to him?
No, he's wonderful. He's very tender. A very tender kidnapper. Yes.
You couldn't ask for a nicer guy to kidnap you.
He's just sweet. If you have to be kidnapped,
if you've got to be held hostage, by gosh.
Go with Brolin. Go with Josh Brolin. He's
he's
the one I want for my kidnapper.
So you hated it.
Oh, it's just unbearable.
Yeah.
But like I said off air, I was never bored. I chuckled at this whole damn thing. It was just hilarious.
Wow.
And there were people in the audience who sniffled away. They bought it. They bought it hook, line, and sinker.
There was also the Zac Efron comedy, that awkward moment.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty colossally unfunny. It's like it's like Sex in the City for 20 something guys. You know, it's like a really weird, who's going to want to see that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? the audience it's made for would never go see it. You know? Yeah, exactly. The women in it are quite good. Imogen Poots is one of the actors' names. She's great. Mm-hmm. She's really good.
Better than Labor Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Yeah. Most things are better than Labor Day. Yeah. It was just, oh, so bad.
There's an interesting article on Slate this morning where they do a statistical analysis, and they figured out with math and charts and graphs that movies released in February are the worst movies of the year.
Really?
February is when the worst movies come out.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone January.
A look at the Rotten Tomatoes scores of every movie that made more than $1 million in the box office since 2000,
okay. Mm-hmm.
And they group those movies by month of release,
yes,
it's not even close how bad February films
score. Good
for
you, Mike. Look
Yay,
what you
let's,
got to
look forward
to. Let's get
started. I got four Fridays in a row of February. Let's hit this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lego movie looks fun.
Now that
Am I
know,
alone in thinking that looks great?
We're looking forward, I know, at my house for the Lego movie. That's, again, in theaters today. And was there any other movie we need to talk about before we go to today's releases?
No, the only other thing I saw was All Is Lost, that Robert Redford on a boat.
Oh, right,
yeah.
In the boat, yeah.
Yeah, that was here. It stayed a week at Nova. It's already gone, but it's
one-man movie, right?
One-man movie. But it's going to be on DVD as of Tuesday.
Oh,
so,
and you like
it?
It
works,
yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Redford's Redford. I mean, yeah. He does what he does, and so I wasn't that emotionally involved.
How much dialogue is there?
Less than 50 words.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, for an hour and a half.
Huh.
It's really well filmed. It's amazing to look at.
Yeah.
And it sounds great. And Redford's a little boring, but he's usually a little boring. So I went with it.
The Lego Movie, an ordinary Lego minifigure, is mistakenly thought to be the extraordinary master builder. He's recruited to join a quest to stop an evil Lego tyrant from gluing the universe together.
See, I didn't even know about that. I'm more excited than ever now.
In this clip, Emmett and Wildstyle, who's played by Elizabeth Banks, are rescued by Batman, played, of course, by Will Arnett. Why not?
Why not?
Right? That actually kind of makes
sense. That's great.
I've said I'm tired of hearing his voice in cartoons, but this one makes some sense to me.
Yeah, if you can't get Baldwin, Batman. Go with him.
The Lego Movie in theaters today.
Relax, everybody. I'm here.
Batman!
What's up, babe?
Babe!
What?
Oh, sorry. Batman. This is Emmett. Emmett, this is my boyfriend, Batman.
I'm Batman.
That's your boyfriend?
Hey, babe.
What?
Let's hold hands.
So, hey, guys. I think we're about to crash into the sun.
Yeah, but it's gonna look really cool.
Let's hold hands.
Yeah, I'll be there this weekend for that,
I'm
for sure.
Is Owen looking forward to that?
Oh,
one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lego That's movie's cool. A big damn deal, so we'll be going to see that.
Excellent.
Also in theaters this weekend, The Monuments Men. An unlikely World War II platoon are tasked to rescue art masterpieces from Nazi thieves and return them to their owners. This is actually based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually got these middle-aged museum directors to go over there and do this. So it really did happen. Here's a clip where George Clooney radios in The Monuments Men to talk about the mission. It's in theaters today.
All right, listen up, fellas. As I think you should know the truth as I see it.
This mission is never designed to succeed. It's, if they were honest, they would tell us that.
They tell us that with this many people dying, who cares about art?
They're wrong. Because it's exactly what we're fighting for our culture and for our way of life. You can wipe out a generation of people, you can burn their homes to the ground, and somehow they'll still come back. But if you destroy their achievements and their history, then it's like they never existed. It's just ash floating.
That's what Hitler wants. And it's the one thing we simply can't allow.
I can tell you this.
Is it still Friday?
Ugh.
That was really long.
Boy, this looks like a movie that we've already seen this movie somehow.
No, this it just feels like George Clooney's going to lecture me on what art is.
Yeah, I'm getting that sense. That was not the most exhilarating of clips.
No, it wasn't. I think it gets more exhilarating than that, and I think it gets more playful than that too.
Kind of probably. You got Bill Murray and Bob Balaban.
I think that's probably.
Yeah, we should have had a Bill Murray clip. We would have probably had more fun.
I think it's going to be more fun than that.
Okay, please, God.
Yeah, I believe.
All
it
right.
Is.
So I get to Picasso, and he's going to stiff me. Is Vampire Academy also a thing that's opening today?
It is. I don't know anything about that except it's vampires in high school.
So you right? want to be a vampire.
There you go.
Vampire Academy. Rose Hathaway is a Damphire, which is half human, half vampire. They are guardians of the Morai, peaceful mortal vampires living discreetly within our world. Her legacy is to protect the Morai from bloodthirsty immortal vampires, the Strigoi.
So there are mortal vampires then?
I tell you what, I thought we were that close to vampires being done.
We were
we were
so
almost
close.
There.
What if the high school was just for vampires? Make that a movie. Duh. Vampire Academy's in theaters today.
When was the last time you ate?
Are you sure about this?
Bon appetit.
Thanks.
What are friends for? I should probably point out that my best friend, Lissa Dragomir, is a royal member of an ancient race. And yeah, like most creatures with fangs, they live off blood. My name is Rose Hathaway, and I've been sworn to protect the royal bloodline with my life.
Look alive!
Rose Hathaway is wild, dangerous.
Insubordinate.
Right here, folks. Right here.
If you get rid of the vampires, then it's... like their achievements are gone. That's what Hitler wants.
All that's left is the blood floating around.
They're like ash. If they go out in the sun, they float around like ash. Hitler wants to kill the vampires.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if that, after that little bit of there's a joke. Then he says something or somebody else says something.
Or Balaban farts or something. Yeah, just to lighten the load.
I'm telling you, it's going to beat you over the head with how earnest and important art is.
The music alone just made me
only,
go, aye.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the music, I would have tolerated that a little bit
more.
Yeah,
but they
the music might ruin that movie. Mm-hmm. Although I think it's,
what I do is important.
Right. George Clooney needs to lecture me on why he does.
I'm more important than you.
Yeah. Seriously. Just...
And and it's another chance for me to wear a mustache.
It could be a long day.
It's art is important, and Hitler is bad for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I agree.
No newsflash is there.
Couldn't agree more with either of those statements.
Right.
But shut up. Just go back to banging starlets and shut up.
But he's conflicted on Hitler's art.
Well, there is a case that if more people would have bought his paintings, the world would be a very different place.
Indeed.
So maybe that's the movie Clooney ought to make.
I'd pay
they
to
build
see that.
A time machine and then they just buy Hitler's art.
There you go. Looking for a good
review.
That
would be great. That would be great.
A bunch of people being planted as reviewers and... Yeah, now
this,
that's a story.
This kid's got some talent.
Right.
They go back to Austria, and they pay him a fortune for his artwork.
Right.
And it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Oh, I love
that
movie.
We have to convince everybody, and everyone's like, this is good? It's like, it
tell
is.
Him it's good.
Tell him it's good.
Like a team of six go back in time.
Exactly. Their art gallery, their deal, dealers.
And the scam is, he could even have it be like him and Casey Affleck and Brad Pitt, Ocean's 15.
Oh, there you go.
They go back in time to pull off a con where they have to convince the world that Hitler's artwork is awesome.
Good. So he leaves everyone
alone.
And
then Hitler
alone.
Just dies at the end of the movie, a delightful, confused,
happy old artist.
He just dies in a vineyard.
And
the world is awesome.
I think we've got a pitch.
That's a movie.
That's actually really good. That's actually really good. Yeah. Bill and Ted. There we go.
That's the new Bill and Ted.
That's the Bill and Ted movie we've been wanting to see.
Selling Hitler's artwork.
Selling Hitler's art.
And it's like the it's got like a producer's angle where they have to like trick everyone.
Right. But everyone's like, why is he popular?
Just don't say anything.
Why is this a thing?
Very important that you like this work, okay? Very important.
If you don't, and then you have to start convincing the general public that if you don't like this. You clearly don't get it.
Because,
of course,
I like
it. Of course this is great.
They go back in time.
Why would you not think this is great? To the point where the public starts thinking it's great too.
Right.
Because they don't want to say
persuade the Viennese art community
that Hitler is
the greatest painter of all time.
Not bad.
That's so good.
Yeah. It's so good, actually. I love that.
What a happy ending.
Right?
I mean, it's just Hitler and his girlfriend Eva, and they're at the he's just in a vineyard. He's 80 years old.
And then he has a grabber.
You know?
He dies like Brando in The First Godfather.
Yeah, just, a little orange just, rind in
right,
his mouth. And
just collapses.
And changes our present so that we don't have to sit through Monuments Men.
Yes!
I love it.
It's all changed for the better.